Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
You guys know what time it is. It's actually nap time. But this is, I'm your host, Miss V, Ida D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. Hey, trust me, this is the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. People,
and
join in.
If you guys don't hear, like, when the intro is going on, we be, like, saying, we be trying to be quiet, but, like, you will hear some fucking comments come out, like, I think I yawned, and Greg was like, don't do that shit. So even though the intro be going, we can hear each other when we make these little fucking comments that we make. And because we are uncensored, and if you guys have ever read with this show, this is like eavesdropping like a real conversation. You know, it's just that we tell the whole fucking world our business. So even the little shit when the intro's going on, like I said, I know he heard me yawn because he's like, don't do that shit. Or he said something like no. And I was, you know, all I could do is fucking laugh because I be trying to be quiet as hell during the intro. So the fact that he heard me with my fucking yawn and he responded like, don't do that. Yeah, this is how real we are. This is the shit that goes on, you know. And we keep it real with you guys. That's why it's called Real Talk. This show has had a lot of names, but I think this name is so sick because we really do keep it real. You know, real from being tired, real from bitches, like in a hangover right now, which I don't understand because I really haven't done shit. But real from I'm ready to go to sleep and I'm being told, not that shit right now, bitch. No.
Oh, it's always fun. Sunday is the best night on Blog Talk Radio right here with Miss
V. And you never know what we're going to say. That's the whole thing. We are the only show that's fucking unscripted. When I say we're unscripted, like, we may have a guest. People have, I think we scare people because I do get messages saying, yo, I want to be a guest on your show. And then I respond back, yo, you can be a guest. And then I don't get a response back. I'll be like, damn, you know. We are really real, you know, and we don't care if we have one listener or 5 million. Because somebody is going to re-listen to this shit. And I look, you guys don't listen to us live. Y'all listen to this shit after the fact. I'd be like, damn, you motherfuckers didn't listen to us live, you know. But I do see the replays, and I do appreciate it. But, like, yeah, we be talking some shit because, like, today is going to be – I got a – question, and this is going to be one of those questions where if you're not of a certain generation, you're going to be like, what is this bitch talking about? But I got to put it out there.
Bring it.
Because I need to know the answer. And I have no problem saying that, yeah, you motherfuckers going to say this bitch is old as fuck. But if I don't ask this, I ain't going to get a fucking answer. And then I'm going to talk about y'all. Because, see, this is a question where I'm going to talk about you, motherfucker. So, I think with Chase. Yes, Chase. C-H-A-S-E, the real bank.
Uh-huh.
I received a beautiful letter in the mail. Beautiful letter. Pausing. Because I had to. I'm not going to read the letter because the shit really is fucked up. I got a letter that was like a how do I break up with you letter from my bank. But it was one of those where let's rub your ego as we're breaking up with you letters. I got a letter from Chase. Yes, I'm calling you motherfuckers out because I think this shit is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I got a letter. I want y'all to bear with me. Greg has no idea about what I'm going to say. So Greg is being privy to this too. So I want you guys to bear with me because this is a little hard. Funny, but hard. So I get a letter from Chase. In the letter, in my Dear Jane letter that I received, Chase informed me that the branch that I've been going to since I purchased my home is closing. That was sad. But the motherfucker kicked me to the curb. Well, I finished. But these motherfuckers said, okay, bitch, that safe deposit box you have, we need you to come get your shit by November. You can't take your shit no place else. We're kicking you the fuck out. If you don't contact us, we're just going to pretty much put your shit where we want to. But you won't have access to it. I've been kicked to the curb many a times. I've never had a financial institution kick me to the curb while I was in good standing. See, I've wrote some bad checks. I've only withdrawn from fucking accounts. But let me tell you something. Chase, bitch, I have paid off a motherfucking car loan with you. I got a fucking savings account with you, checking account with you. I got a damn safe deposit box with you. You motherfuckers kicked me to the curb like I was that bitch who sucked your dick and did not make you come. And then, hold up, I ain't finished. See, I get in my dear bitch you kicked to the curb letter. So, in order to come get your shit, the shit that we're telling you, you got to come get, because we don't want your shit no more. We're not going to hold your shit no more. Call this number. Call the motherfucking number. Bitch, I really sucked your dick wrong or licked your pussy or something wrong. I did something wrong, because let me tell you. All the motherfucking problems, I still didn't get what I wanted. You told me to get the fuck out, but like a bad motherfucking boyfriend, you didn't tell me how to do it. You just said, bitch, get out. Now, the reason why I'm telling you guys this is because you don't understand the value of a safe deposit box. Now, y'all might see Casino in these motherfucking movies where they stash your money in them. In all actuality, you don't put money in a safe deposit box. Let me tell you what you really put in a safe deposit box. Them credit cards that your ass don't want to charge on. Your passport, because we don't use our passport daily. The deed to your home. The title to your car. Insurance papers. Pictures of the shit that might get stolen out your fucking house. That's in your safe deposit box. So, I have been forced by Chase Bank to go buy a safe for my home. See, nobody tells you how to go buy a safe because that's that white people shit, rich white people shit. See, this is not a poor white people shit. This is not an average white people shit. This is that white people shit when you got to go buy a fucking safe for your house. See, most white people that have money, not me, not Greg. I'm talking about them motherfuckers that they pull the fucking shit off the wall and you open it. See, I'm talking about that type of shit.
Yeah.
Me and Greg ain't at that level. So when you're talking about buying a motherfucking safe for your house, I have no clue. I had to start reading up on shit. Now, grant you, I'm not stupid. But, you know, I'm used to a fucking little lockbox. I mean, I do have a business, and I have a lockbox that is fire retardant that I carry when I'm transporting the money when I'm doing expos and stuff. But a safe bitch down with the first of all, you know, for us motherfuckers, that's just common. We don't know what about. I mean, yeah, Costco sells safes, BJ sells safes. I found a Home Depot and Lowe's sells safes. Harbor Freight sells safes. They even have fucking safe stores, but you know, when you go to them, that's for that shit. That's that rich people shit. That really ain't for me and Greg. So I had to go find a safe. I bought the safe, and I don't know what I was thinking. Sight unseen, I ordered it from Lowe's. The picture looked cute. The reviews look nice. I have a safe now. I got to buy a bigger safe. I just paid $100 for a fucking safe. I got to buy a bigger safe. Okay, the safe right now will suffice to clear out my safe deposit box. So, for all y'all who don't understand, Greg understands. He's of my generation. Chase, what did us people do to piss you off? Did we not let you come in our mouths? Did we not lick the clit right? Because not only did you kick us to the fucking curb, you said, oh, you can't take your shit. Because, see, the first, I was like, well, you know what? I'll just move my stuff from this safe deposit box to this location. Oh, no, bitch. Uh-uh. No.
Are you kidding me?
Now, if I would have been in the location I was staying open, if I would have been in the location I was staying open, I wouldn't have been a problem. But, see, once my location closes, I can't go someplace else. See, I've really been kicked to the motherfucking curb.
That's fucked up, plain and simple.
So for those of you who don't understand,
right now,
my heart ache.
Big time. And I would actually say this right now. My daughter has had problems with a Chase bank. Do not open up a fucking account with Chase, and I will spell it out, C-H-A-S-E.
Like I said, I got that Dear Jane fucking letter. I'm actually, is this a Dear Jane? I know y'all don't know what I'm doing. I have an office. See, this show just ain't done anywhere. It's actually down in my office. Is this my Dear Jane letter? Let me see. Oh! Let me read you guys. I just picked up the Dear Jane letter. Yeah. See, I had to keep it visible because, remember, the motherfuckers told me if I didn't come pick up my shit, what they were going to do with it. Please remove the items from your safe deposit box by November 25th. The branch, I won't say the location, is closing. So you need to come in and remove the items in your safe deposit box and cancel your lease by November 25th. Wait a minute. What about my cancel my lease? See, that shit is kind of fucked up. Let me repeat. I need to cancel my lease. Because y'all told me to get the fuck out.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Here you go. We're sorry for the inconvenience. Please schedule an appointment to remove your items on chase.com/meeting. I tried that shit. That was so fucked up. I'm just going to pop up in that bitch, okay? Then come to the appointment with a valid photo ID and the keys to your box. If you already have done this, thank you. There is nothing else you need to do. If you can't remove your items by November 25th, We'll terminate your lease. Open your safe deposit box. Take the inventory of your items and store them at an off-site location.
Yeah.
We're here for you. Women, we're here for you. If you have any questions or need assistance, please call us. Did I not suck the dick right? I mean, is that the worst fucking Dear Jane letter that you've ever heard in your life?
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you on the safe deposit box. That should have been. Let me access it.
I should have been given the option to say, hey, your shit, we're closing your branch. I understand the branch is closed. Okay, first of all, run no business going there. They ain't had no business for a while, okay?
Yep.
The location is not a prime location. I understand that. But I, as a person who has a safe deposit box, should have said, we're closing this location. But guess what? Other locations are still open that have safe deposit boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I was told no, bitch. Mm-mm. So, I was reluctant from the coach, motherfucker. Happy cups. We won't discuss earlier today. I'm not happy. Another motherfucker pissed me off, too.
No.
Honolulu Blue. But we won't discuss that. I'm not even going to say it right now because I'm pissed. But Chase, I will discuss. For those of you who don't understand, regardless of old you are, yeah, I would hope that regardless of when you were born, that the ultimate goal is to have your home paid off. And you have that deed that says, motherfucker, you own this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. When you buy a car, that title, bitch, this is mine. Safe deposit boxes are good. Because, see,
yes,
you can't always keep up with shit. And the junk drawer, and we all got one, don't anybody say that you don't have one. We all have a junk drawer. The junk drawer is not where you put the fucking title to your car. As a bitch who has lost a title to a car. The safe deposit box was, I thought I put the title in the safe deposit box, and it ended up being in another fucking place. You have to have that one location that ain't shit there but that. Birth certificate. See, birth certificates, if you're like me, I wasn't born in Michigan. Neither one of my children were born here. Those things you just don't wake up in the morning. Oh, I need my birth certificate. Let me go down here and get it. No, bitch, you just can't go get it. Social Security cards. Did you know that you could not go to the Social Security office and they print you a card any longer? Oh, hell no. That shit got to come through the mail, and you're only allowed 10 your entire life.
Yeah.
Safe deposit box. So the fact that I had to go buy a safe, again, I got to go get a bigger one later. This one is so that the shit that's in the safe deposit box I can put into it. I now have to have a safe in my home.
Mm-hmm.
In a location that I can't tell anybody because it's a safe, right? You just don't tell people where your
Correct.
Safe is. That's why you have a safe deposit box. So now I got to have a safe. Right now it's sitting next to me because I have to go to the safe deposit box to get the shit out, and I have to go put this in a location that I can easily access it, but also have it away from the motherfuckers who might want to come up in my house and take shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chase. I sucked your dick incorrectly. I know that people may say, Greg knew she was going to talk about this shit. I done told you, motherfuckers, this is like eavesdropping. Greg don't always know what the fuck is going to come out of my mouth, just like he didn't know I was going to fucking yawn, and I didn't know he was going to tell me, like, hell no, bitch, no, not tonight. No yawning. Safe deposit box. Oh, here's the kicker. Now, y'all might say, because I know what y'all are thinking, just take your stuff to another bank. Yeah. I have two commercial bank accounts, one with Chase, one with Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I have two credit union accounts. I won't say the name of those.
Okay, cool.
called all of these financial institutions to find out they had safe deposit box. Now, these financial institutions outside of Chase, out of all the financial institutions that I'm with, Citizens, I've been with the least amount of time. I call Citizens. They still got, shit, these motherfuckers still opening up banks instead of closing shit. They like, let me, we open a Citizens here, a Citizens here, a Citizens there. I was like, well, damn, these motherfuckers probably got some safe deposit boxes. In my mind, I was thinking that. Bitch, kiss our ass. No, we want your money. We got a safe deposit box. Fuck you. I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, fuck. I've been with this one credit union since the goddamn 90s. Let me call this motherfucker, okay? Like 93, 94. Okay, I'm serious. Actually longer than that. I was like, let me go up in here. I called them on the phone. Da-da-da. No, we ain't got no safe deposit, bitch. Ooh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
I had to do... Okay, at this point, I had to do the young people thing. I went and did a Google search. Google, you know the brilliant motherfuckers they are, informed me via my search. People are no longer using safe deposit boxes. So financial institutions are closing them down because they are no longer money makers. I didn't know I was a rich white bitch, okay? I'm gonna put it out there. I didn't know that every fucking new home came with a safe built in the wall. Because when you're telling me that people are no longer utilizing this, you're telling me homeowners. I ain't talking about the motherfuckers who just rent the goddamn trailer or the goddamn apartment. The number of homeowners in this country, are you telling me that homeowners no longer require a place to put the title to their car? So you tell me every motherfucker will get a house built in the fucking state. I'm telling you, I have watched enough home improvement shows. I've never seen them say, and by the way, this is a fucking safe in the wall. I need to be re-educated because apparently my poor black ass, along with every poor white people and Asian and anybody else, we must not need this shit. So apparently when we go buy a new home, we need to say, is there a safe built in the wall? Is there a safe in the house?
That's fucked up.
I need to be fucking enlightened on this shit because everybody's not fucking ringing. And you're going to tell me that, are you telling me that safe deposit boxes were only for rich people or wealthy people? I'm just curious. I need somebody to enlighten me because I just got kicked to the curb for not sucking a motherfucking dick right and told, bitch, no. Chase, I didn't even get the curb. I got a deadline. See, when you get a deadline in your Dear Jane letter, oh, and I got a signature. I won't say the person's name publicly. I got a signature. Title, Managing Director of Consumer and Community Banking. As if I was supposed to Google about this shit. Is that a way of saying dry fuck? I'm just asking. Y'all know I make sets of everything. But I consider that a dry fuck.
Yeah. Trust me. No Vaseline. No lubrication. It's like me trying to jack off in fabric.
I was given 2 months. The date of this letter is September 23rd. I was given 2 months notice. That's that damn eviction notice. So you'd be like, damn, bitch, can I, you know, what did I do? Guess what? My account is, see, this is that, let me tell you what's more fucked up about this. I got kicked to the curb, but these motherfuckers still got my money. You just told me to get my shit out. You know, that's like that landlord that wants to turn your apartment into a condo and your rent control lease is up. We're not going to renew your lease. You need to find some place else to move. We will store your stuff until you find a place, but you got to get the fuck out. Interest free. We're going to charge you $100 a month to hold your shit. Get the fuck out. But you only got 2 months. Yeah, that's that shit. Bitch ain't got wet. I ain't got moist. I don't even feel no sensation. Chase. Bitch. Can I get some foreplay? I didn't even get a flick of the goddamn clip. I got the bitch. If you don't get your strap out this time, you gone. You didn't even say, well, this is how you, if you are looking, since we're no, see, I would have appreciated with the tutorial that said, go to our website and we will tell you what you can do with your valuables. Well, you ain't got to tell me exactly. Give me some suggestions. I would have appreciated a tutorial on how to look for a good safe for my home.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a good one. I got Master Lock. it has a 4. My safe that I bought has a 4.5 rating. I mean, reviews, 4.5.
Nice.
You know, 5 is the highest. It only took me an hour and a half to figure out how to register my motherfucking safe because the directions in the damn safe were wrong. No less specific.
Yeah.
They give me both. If I want to bolt this bitch down somewhere. So let me ask a question. How many motherfuckers got some place to, you know, we think about that rich people shit. I know y'all going to say it's not all. Yeah, if you got a fucking safe in your goddamn wall, that's going to be some rich people shit, okay?
No,
Us average motherfuckers who buy a house, we ain't got no safes in the fucking wall. I'm just letting you know.
No.
Average motherfuckers ain't got to say, you're not walking in and saying, what's behind that picture? You like, damn, that's cute. Oh, baby, I got that. I went to New Orleans. It was $12.99. Okay, ain't shit behind it. I'm not looking at some fucking Picasso on the wall or some Salvador Dali. Bitch, I'm looking at the damn quote from Vince Lombardi. I went and bought the nipple print and bought a frame from fucking Kmart and put it on my back. There's nothing. There's no safe behind that. I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have two small safes. And is there money in them? Fuck no.
Are they both in your wall?
Idols?
Can you walk up? Can you do that? Can you do that rich people shit and walk up and pull a picture away from it and fucking do that damn twisted shit and look all fancy like the rich folks on TV?
Oh, no.
I'm just asking.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a nice painting hanging in my living room that is the Budweiser Clydesdales. Now, can
it
swing out and see? And can it swing out and see a face? Fuck no.
I was just wondering. Hey, I'm just asking. I thought maybe you was rich and I didn't know. You know, shit. Motherfuckers don't tell me all that business.
No.
I'm just curious.
If I got anything in the wall.
You got the fucking cocktail points. Listen, I got my damn college degree up on the wall. Ain't shit swinging out from that. I got a picture in my family room where I bought at the damn. I bought this painting. Very nice painting. I don't know who painted it. From the Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
It's two babies. Can I swing that bitch out? Hell no. If I hit the hammer the right way, I might put a hole in the wall. Okay.
Exactly.
That's the rich people
same
shit.
Here.
See,
My walls
Nobody
are not
gave
that
me
thick.
Information on how to my see, Chase didn't say, bitch, get out. But here's you. They didn't tell me how to go 4 feet. I mean, the reviews are cute. I was able to carry the safe in one arm, you know, like my motherfucking purse. It did come with the bolted down to the floor. Again, only concrete in my house is in my basement. So, y'all know how far that's going. So I look like,
yeah.
I'm not going to worry about
well,
this shit
that's
down
the
right
only
now.
Place you can put in a wall safe behind something because you got a basement. Me, no. I got two small ones.
Nah, but that rich. See, I want that rich people safe where I walk up to the damn window on the wall. I mean, mirror on the wall. Okay,
uh-huh.
Let me call in Randy because I'm going to sound crazy. I'm just trying to feel. I want people to feel my fucking pain. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What you think about the rich people wall safe shit? Or did you hear the whole conversation? You know, I'm on one of my things.
Wait, rich people? You're talking about rich people and wall safes? You say?
Really? I'm talking about a whole. Yeah, I'm talking about a whole lot of shit right now.
Mm.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Technically,
to,
for me,
and,
I never
and,
had
and
a whole lot. Technically, for
actually,
me, I never had
that,
a safe.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. And I'm going to call out my fucking man again, the one that's taking me to the curb, no lubricant, didn't bend me, I'm going to just say, bitch, go. Chase, see, my listeners don't comprehend this shit. See, I didn't mind paying $50 a year for a safe deposit box. The reason why I didn't mind paying is because I knew that when I needed my fucking passport, bitch knew exactly where to go. See, when I needed the title to my car when that bitch got totaled, I knew exactly where the fuck to go.
Yes.
So I don't get the pleasure of going in and saying, hey, I need to get my safe deposit box like I'm some rich person. And then putting me in the room and me going through my contents of my safe deposit box that has this shit. See, listen. For motherfuckers who are not me, my safe deposit box had a whole lot of purposes. Let me get something to you. I don't know if y'all know me, but let me enlighten you. Bitch likes to shop. See, my credit cards don't have no limits. So a credit card in my possession is like a fucking damn credit card in my possession. Bitch, one shop. As long as this works, and see, I pay my bills. So that's a problem. I pay my bills. But I charge a lot, too. When a credit card is not in my possession, I just can't charge shit. Because, see, they ask you online for shit like that little fucking three-digit number. Okay, I ain't got that shit wrote down. I might know the fucking damn 16 digits on the front. I might know the expiration, but I don't know that little fucking damn three-digit code. Do you know if you put that three-digit code in so many times wrong, they say, okay, bitch, fuck you. Delete. So, my credit cards that I love to use. We have a beautiful relationship. They get paid. I use them. But my credit cards that I try to not utilize, especially if I've shot up the limit on them, I won't tell you how much this is capable of spending. But those credit cards that I like to utilize, I put them in my safe deposit box. See, out of sight, out of mind. Yes, bitch, I am paying
right.
you off. What I'm not doing is utilizing you. Because I got to pay you off. Chase has now made the credit card companies a little richer. Because I have this addiction called I like, I buy. I like, I charge. That looks good. Let me go online to my credit limit. Oh, I got plenty of money to go up on that card. Charge. I'll pay it off.
All right, now you can help me out and confirm this, Miss V. My daughter had Chase Banking. Direct deposits and automatic bill pay, all that shit. They charge.
If you don't have a certain amount of money in your fucking account, they charge you money.
$38.
See, let me tell you something. Oh, them bitches, they fuck you with no lubricant all the way around. Let me tell you, if it weren't out for the fact that I was a military veteran, I would not have a account with Chase. Because Chase will charge you, they will charge you for the moisture in your pussy to the shit in your ass. They only charge service fees to veterans. If you don't have, and this is in their written policy, a lot of people don't see it. I've seen it. I had to call them on it because I got that. I got that letter a few years ago also. If you don't have $10,000 combined in your account, they will charge you a service fee of $15 account. And then charge you for other shit. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And my daughter, when she had that account, if it was, I mean, they would actually, the bank would pay it and charge her another $38. Even though it was insufficient funds.
Really?
Because
that's what they do.
When you have direct deposit, they're going to get their money. Until you get too far ahead or below, and then, okay, we're going to shut this off. Well, you should have shut the motherfucker down fucking a month ago. So
this
trust
why
me,
I like
Chase Bank.
Chase
this is why I like to
bitch.
Pay the old-fashioned way. Money. Cash money up front. No credit card. Don't
correct.
Have to worry about that.
I agree.
It has nothing
I
to do
agree,
with that.
But
this is just about having an account, a checking or a savings account. See, what he's talking about is not about paying your bills. This is about having a location that's not your goddamn mattress or the damn seat cushion in your couch. This is having what everybody said. You need to have a bank account.
Yep.
Well, let me ask
you
something. Chase
charges you for having a fucking account.
Go ahead, Randy.
If you don't have a $10,000 balance at motherfucking Chase, I say this wholeheartedly. The only reason why I get away with it is because I am a veteran. And I have linked my children's accounts to my account so they don't have to pay fees. If you are not a veteran and you don't have $10,000 in the bank of Chase, they charge you. Yes, they do.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you something, Greg. Do you have a credit card or one of those debit cards?
I've got two debit cards that are not tied to, quote, the banks.
Oh, okay.
I have like a Green Dot card that you can get from Walmart.
Right.
But Randy, they're not charging overdraft fees based on her taking money out. They're charging her to keep her money in the bank. That's what we're trying to get at. She deposits her money.
Yes.
Her money is sitting there. They're utilizing, they're taking her money because remember, banks loan money to other people. They're utilizing the money that his daughter is putting in the bank to loan it to other people, but they're charging her $38 a month because she does not have a balance of $10,000. I know this whole army.
Yes,
they will fuck you.
Yes.
They're not licking her pussy, they're not getting her wedding, they're not fingering her in the ass. But her money is being deposited every 2 weeks or whenever. Via direct deposit from her place of employment. This has nothing to do with a credit card. This has nothing to do with her utilizing her money. This has to do with the bank and their monthly fees.
Bank, yes. Oh, when you hear, oh, this bank have deposits, all that, free checking? No, it is not free checking.
No. Yeah, you're right. Free checking. No such thing.
When I have my two cards that are Walmart bought, I get updates and notices on how much I'm spending, how much I got left. Thing is, I can't go above that number that's in that account.
Mm-hmm.
So don't spend any more than what's on those two cards. And I've got one for my job. I've got one for my retirement. So you
can't
spend any more.
About it.
Period.
What was that?
That was
no
my
shit.
I have not oiled it. I have a fridge in my office, and I have not put white lithium on the joints. And I'm like, I reveal so shit as me. It keeps me in the Halloween mood, 365.
There you go.
I just haven't put oil on it, you people. So anybody say, oh, really? I was like, no. But in all honesty, I have not oiled the thing. I'm lazy. I figured. It does sound kind of sweet, though, don't it? It sounds like Halloween, don't it?
Hey, that's awesome sound effect, Tennessee. It's the perfect month.
It sounds like Halloween, don't it?
I mean, let me know. The only time money comes out of my account is when I write my little check to pay my bills or to withdraw money out of my account. That's the only time that money gets touched.
Well, see, this is not about money being touched. This is about highway robbery, but Chase. Okay, let's go back to the original name.
Okay.
See, J.P. Morgan Chase. Let's call Chase what it is. It's actually J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase. It used to be, and I'm going to tell everybody, because before it was Chase here in Michigan. Remember, Chase is all over the country. Before it was Chase here in Michigan. Here in Michigan, it was actually National Bank of Detroit. It was locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
But J.P. Morgan Chase, being the fucking conglomerate that they are, you know, we live in a free world society, they took over. Now, see, I can tell you that there are family members of mine that you had an account. I have family members who actually have credit cards from Chase before they took over all the banks in the country. See, if you used to have a credit card with Chase, oh, you have some damn good credit. See, now, Chase is so desperate, they got Jamie Foxx, all kind of motherfuckers. Or, oh, no, Kevin Hart. I apologize.
Kevin Hart.
But, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love Kevin Hart. But I ain't got no Kevin Hart, Martin. Someone Kevin Hart's throwing out coffee, pain, shit. Okay, Kevin. You can pay some shit, come pay some of my shit. See, Chase used to be for people with high credit card rating. I mean, high credit scores. I'm being honest, because I have family members who had Chase credit cards, and I used to look at them. I mean, the joke in our family, like, damn, bitch, you actually pay your bills. Shit. These are the family members that you talk to who won't co-sign for nobody. I'm just telling you. Now, everybody got Chase. So what's so special? But now they want to charge all of us. $50 a month here, $30 a month there. Service fee for this, service fee for that. Oh, you didn't come on time. We're going to charge you. That orgasm wasn't quite not enough. We're going to charge you. Like I said, I got the best damn Dear Jane letter anybody can get. I mean, I've gotten a lot of damn letters in my life. The last time I got a letter kicking me to the curb by a bank, had to be about 25 years ago. I ain't always had good credit. I haven't always paid my bills. Shit, I haven't always been good with shit. We all know about them paper checks where you write the check, hope that bitch don't get to the bank before your paycheck. I am about to pay check. I know about them letters. Bitch, that last check was it. You can't have no account here no more. I've never, since I've had decent credit and paid my bills on time, gotten a Dear Jane letter from a bank to tell me, yeah, bitch, you're doing everything right, but guess what? You got to get the fuck out. Like I said, I feel like a landlord that wanted to put a, make my apartment into a condo. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the, yeah, you've been paying your rent on time, but we're not going to renew your lease. You didn't do shit wrong. It's not you. It's us. Boyfriend language. Baby, it's not you. It's me. You know when you want to break up with somebody and you don't want them to feel bad. It's not you. It's me. It's not you.
I do have something to inject on this. If you have a checking account, and even though you are getting garnished for child support, they can claim that account.
Oh, they will take your shit and hold on to it, and you cannot close it. So, for you motherfuckers out there paying child support and say, fuck this shit, I'm going to close this account, hell no. You can't close it because as long as you're being garnished and they have that account number, they will force you to put money into it. And if you don't, what they do is they will continue to overdraw it and that bank will charge you because as you have intentionally. Now, you could be changing banks now. You could be changing banks because maybe the bank charged too much. If you don't inform them properly that you're switching banks, it's not that you don't want to pay your child support, but you need to get it from here instead of here. They will overdraw that account, even if you actually close the account, they will continue to draw from that account until they get a notification from you properly.
Now,
my children,
as
you hear, my children are not being
quiet. They're going after it. All right, now here's another question. What if I open up a savings account only?
They're going to take it from where they could get it.
Well, is child support going to take that?
Yes. If you are in arrearage with child support, and I would have to look at the new law. If I'm not mistaken, arrearage and child support, it doesn't matter where you have an account. Child support is an obligation that has to be paid. And depending, they can revoke your driver's license, any professional license they have that you may have, they can have that revoked. They can put you on a limited driver's license. They can actually refuse to issue you a passport. Any money that you have, they can take until that arrearage is caught up.
Yes,
it doesn't matter where you put it.
Savings account, can they not touch it or no? At a local bank.
They can touch all money regardless of where it's located. Because it
even
is
though,
old. If your name is on that account, it doesn't matter if it's a savings account. It doesn't matter. If your name is on that account and there is money that is owed and you are not paying your child support, yes, they can go into that account and take that money. And if they feel, the whole thing is that if they feel that you are hiding money, I'm not saying that you are. If they feel or they think that money is not being paid to them, it should be paid, and there is a presumption hiding money, they will go and take that money.
Yeah.
My ex-husband paid child support until my children were in their 30s.
Yeah. Well, that's fake. Even though I have a garnishment for that, they should not be able to touch it because they're getting paid.
The law says if they see the money sitting someplace and they deem it, they can take it. That is the law, and it's a fucked up law. But I look at it, and I'm going to tell you, as a person who, and this, if it's current, they shouldn't, in my opinion. But if there are arrears, I will tell you, as a person who should not have had to wait until my children were in their late 20s to get money, if my ex-husband had money sitting in a fucking savings account and my children were not getting it because he was choosing not to pay it,
mm-hmm.
I want all the money. Because at that point, if you don't care enough about your children to pay it the way you should, why the fuck should I care about you having money in savings? That's me. And I look at it at the end of the day, but if you're paying and they're garnishing, they should not be touching any additional money. But if it is arrearage that they're trying to catch up on, they're going to find it where they can. If everything is current and they're just doing a garnishment, then that's different.
Yeah, but they froze one of my bank accounts because even though I'm still paying on it, it's like, oh, here's a bank account. Oh, we're taking that money.
Oh, my goodness.
Oklahoma, first of all, Oklahoma is a fucked up ass state. That's not a state that I wouldn't want to get my pussy in that state, let alone anything else. Oklahoma is really fucked
that
up.
That ain't no fucking shit. Because, yeah.
You know, I'm just going to put it out there. Each state is different. Oklahoma is a state that, you know, I wouldn't let them fucking suck my damn clit. Just because they're all... And I mean... Oklahoma is a fucked up ass state. I mean, and that's the one thing, because child support is not federal. It's local. There are federal laws that pertains, but Oklahoma, it's really fucked up. I'll say this. I've never had a child support in Oklahoma. I hope I never have to. I'm at the age where I don't think that'll happen.
Yes.
But
I agree.
Oklahoma is really fucked up. You know, California is fucked up. There are a lot of states where you be like, okay, I tell people, don't get a divorce in California. Don't, you know, there are some states that you have to look at, as they say, with this whole, if you said that shit, I will fuck you up, bitch. Get away
from
me.
Well, that's the thing. My job support was based on when I worked for a beer company here in Oklahoma. Then when I got a job for half that pay, it was not brought up for 6 years. Then, we're going to go ahead and go do a review. Yeah. Dog support in Oklahoma is a Nazi organized fucking claim. It's like...
Oklahoma don't care if you're black or white. Oklahoma just don't. It's fucked up. I feel that...
Yeah.
Dealing with Oklahoma is like dealing with the motherfucker that sucked your clit the wrong way and then said, bitch, didn't you come? That's just me.
Yeah. And then say, owe more. Until it goes through a review. And then it's like, okay, we're going to go ahead and reduce it now. Well, why don't you reduce it when I started that fucking job at $7.25 an hour 8 years ago?
Mm.
Oh, no. You got to do this.
Long story short, they're going to get theirs. Long
Bingo.
Story short.
But it's not theirs to take. It's for the child. At the end of the day, it's for the child. And I know that people are going to say, Ms. Lee, really did you interject with that? But the state, well, let me rephrase this. Both parents should be looking at the child. In Greg's case, his daughter is grown. So he's basically buying shit from when she was a child to them. And that's when I get pissed at the state because, see, my ex-husband came up and said, well, she makes this amount of money I shouldn't have to pay, so I had to stomp down. I said, okay, well, what was you doing then? Mine is a little bit different because my ex-husband intentionally got married to a bitch, and he quit working, and he started getting paid under the table. Greg is not my ex-husband, but Oklahoma is like a fucked up ass state. But I tell people that, you know, at the end of the day, I know just about Greg here. You know, he cares about his daughter, but the state, each state is different when they do child support. What the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all gonna look at me. Y'all gonna look at me like, what? Damn, I wish y'all could see the look. I wish y'all could see the two of them looking at me. For the listeners, this is a normal show. I told y'all never know. This show is not scripted.
Oh, shit, I'm crying just to laugh. I'm sorry.
Because you would think, I mean, they both looked at me when I said that shit like, what, bitch? It's like my person, you hear it's quiet now.
You dropped a hammer on them, Miss V.
One drinking water.
Oh, shoot, I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry.
You hear how quiet it is? For the listeners, I have not put my hand on any of my animals. I want y'all to understand this. This is all verbal. Because, see, there's going to be somebody from PETA. Oh, she put her hands on. I have not. First of all, my children don't get touched like that.
Hmm.
Rewind my fucking show and listen to what the hell I said.
No, that's awesome.
The screaming that was heard was not me putting my hands on my children.
Yeah, we believe you. We believe you.
They
believe you.
They quiet as hell now, though. Damn, I'm a good mom. See, that's that black mama shit. See, that's that black people shit. Even your damn dogs know when to shut the fuck up. White mother.
All right, Peter.
Hey, no.
All right, Peter.
White mothers.
Shut the fuck up.
White mothers, take note. See, that's that black parent shit. See, not only do we control our children, we control our motherfucking animals. Because these motherfuckers
Amen.
Are going to lay down and shut the fuck up. I'm not having a conversation. Bobby, please don't do that no more. I just told my dog, shut the fuck up that shit. They look at me like, bitch. They still trying to figure out. They quiet as hell right now. I did that shit with my children, too.
Lay down the law.
I did that shit with my children, too. The human children, I did that shit, too.
Yeah. I did that with my daughter, also.
White female parents, take note. And I don't have a conversation. Just letting y'all know. I know, we were talking about child support. I have to switch to animals, so I'll never know what we're going to talk about. That show is annoying me, dog. We down to a minute. Like I said, that's why this shit is called Real Talk. Because, see, our conversation go from us talking to child support to me talking about fucking dogs being the fuck quiet because I ain't paying that shit. Randy fucking and damn Marilyn crying and shit. Because he's like, damn, that bitch. Wait a minute. Randy ain't saying that. He's like, damn, that bitch said that and them motherfuckers shut the fuck up. Ain't heard a peep out of them. Yeah, that's that black mama shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I know what y'all thinking. Y'all like, damn, them some powerful words. They shut the fuck up.
I might need to record your voice to do that with people at work.
That shit was powerful, wasn't it? for anybody who wanted to know, I don't know what the fuck I just said. Because, see, it's just that, that's that parent reaction. That's what parents do.
Oh, yeah.
You stop what you're doing and you shut the shit down. even with your dog.
Oh, yeah. Because
these motherfuckers don't. Not only did they walk, they looked at me crazy. You know, they done walked out my fucking office and they laying down. Because they're like, oh, shit, this bitch is crazy. Wait a minute. No, one is laying on the pillow and the other one laying in the hall. This bitch is on the Grant you, I've never put my hands on my puppy. See, but with that, now that we have had now that we have shut the dogs the fuck up, we're gonna end this with everybody have a great week. I done got my bitching out. My bitching was about Chase. We were getting ready to talk about child support until the fucking dogs said y'all ain't gonna talk about child support. Y'all gonna talk about us acting the fool. So everybody have a great week. We will be back and talk about sex.
Aloha and mahola.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.